potential and the positive. And so in this inventory, we asked you to create, to actually sit down and write and become creative, to begin to open up the creative juices inside of you, to begin to realize that, yes, these are my needs, and on paper to begin to create and develop that healthy, beautiful concept of me, to begin to see who I can be, to begin to reconstruct and develop my healthy family. As I put this on paper, something very special will happen to me. I will begin for the first time to open up inside of myself feelings. I will find myself crying. I will find myself actually longing and hoping and searching for all the very basic needs and the very basic wants and the things that I need in my life. You see, I am a child. I have a gift inside of me. These are my needs. What's so important in the fourth step is that we give ourselves permission, outright permission, to basically identify and look at our needs. You see, in our lives, we have been so used to always identifying what we did not have. Now we have to begin to identify what are our needs, our developments, the things that we want, the directions we want to go in. And as we create these individuals and as we create this family and as we create this environment, all of a sudden what we are doing is we are giving ourselves permission to reparent, to redevelop, and to reconstruct our little child. You see, try to understand something which is so basic in every one of us. Our little child has been wanting for a long period of time. And again, that little child wants the very basic things every one of us, every human being in this world wants. That little child wants to be in an environment where it can be nurtured. It wants to be in an environment where it can be loved. It wants to be in an environment where it can feel safe. It wants to be in an environment where it can cry, where it can hurt, where it can celebrate, and where it can play. And we as individuals and as persons in recovery have the responsibility to reparent our little child, to give ourselves permission to become our own parents, to begin to go out and get our needs met. Now, of course, you will not be able maybe to create the mom and dad you always wanted, nor will you be able to go back and make people become what you want them to become. But just by writing this composition, by writing this inventory, what I am doing is I am basically identifying the things I need in my life, my need to be nurtured and my need to be loved. In the first three steps of the program, we emphasize, as we talked about the we, the development of a positive, healthy family. In that family structure now, we can take our inventory and we can begin to get our needs met. You see, all of a sudden, what am I doing? I am beginning now to discover knowledge of myself. I'm beginning to understand the things that I lack. I'm beginning to understand the things I want to work on in my life, the things I want to develop. I cannot spend my life dwelling and just beating myself to death over the past. What I am learning in the fourth step is that this is my inventory. This is my potential. These are the things that I need to work on to develop in the course of my life. And so now what I do is I give myself permission to begin my reparenting process. Remember that you are 50% of your mom and 50% of your dad by your creation. And instead of dwelling on the negative aspects of life, take those parts of you, your male and your female self, and develop them and let them move to their potential. As you begin to dream, you also will begin to realize your gifts, your talents, the potential that you have inside of you. Inventory your teenage years, your young adult years. Inventory all the years of your life. Sit down and dare to dream, to recreate them, to go back and look at what was missing, to go back and look at the things that you need in the course of your own growth. Realize that that little child